East Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Man, look out for this woman at the gym.
Oh.
Someone was taking too long on an exercise machine. This woman went up to her and bit her finger off.
Oh, ew, God.
Yeah. Beware of the gym biter.
Oh, God.
I mean, I understand the frustration. You know, some people hog equipment at the gym. And this results in people, I would say, being confrontational about it. It's more so complaining about it on social media and not doing a thing about it in person.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah, I guess this woman was saying you're taking too long.
Good God.
And then it resulted in a fight. Oh. And then at some point, the woman bit off the other woman's finger.
Oh, I can't get that picture out of my head. Oh. Oh.
You got to have a strong bite.
Oh, yeah. You have to be committed.
And which knuckle was it at?
I
just kind of wonder, was it like just the tip?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that
is
savage.
Or was it all the way to the knuckle?
Holy moly, she's going to get kicked out of that gym.
Yeah.
Not allowed to go back there.
Not clear if doctors were able to reattach the finger. Oh, it's just the little tip of her finger.
Oh, ew, you're acting like,
Well, because if it was at a knuckle?
Oh.
I mean.
Man.
That's crazy.
Oh. That is insane.
Yeah, but just the tip, not as crazy.
All right. On a scale from 1 to crazy, it's
It's still like a 9.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's not a full blown 10.
Like a 9.5. No, yeah, I mean, well, maybe it's a full blown 10. But it's not like a 12.
No.
You know?
Ooh, my goodness.
yeah. Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't get that frustrated at the gym. Although Jay can get a little frustrated sometimes, and he at F45, there's no really you can take too long on a machine because everything's timed.
Everything's timed, yeah.
But there are people that are a little slow to go to the next station.
Yeah.
And Jay, I've had to say to Jay, stop it. Because he'll go to the next station and someone will be, getting up or slowly getting up or putting the weight down. And he'll be like, let's go, move it out.
He will say that?
Yes. And he said it with me. And I literally we were leaving the gym. This was a couple months ago. We were leaving the gym and I was like, you cannot say that to people. It's so rude. And he didn't find, he was like, I don't understand what the big deal is. I said, you come off as so rude when you tell people to hurry up and get out of your way.
Well, if he said, hurry up and get out of my way, then that's not good. But he was like, let's go.
Yeah, he's like, let's go. He was like, I was cheering him on. No, you weren't, Jay. You were annoyed that you couldn't pick up your weight.
Right.
Working.
Well, yeah, I have encountered that.
So have I.
When I've worked out with you. And it's kind of, because you can't start on your next station
until the
person moves.
Right.
And sometimes there's a little bit of a,
some dilly-dallying.
There's a little bit of dilly-dallying. Yeah.
I have as well. I just would, like you said, complain about it on social media. I wouldn't do what Jay does and say.
Right.
All right, let's go.
I mean, not that I'm standing up for Jay, but at least he didn't bite her finger off.
Can you imagine?
You know? Arr! Yeah, it could have been worse.
Go to number 10.
Arr!